throwing fire.
Uh-huh. Your parents would be... Your parents would be your mother and your...
father.
Okay. What did you call your parents?
Call them Daddy and Mama.
Okay. And your father's father would be called your...
Grandfather. Grandpa.
Okay. And his wife would be your...
grandmother.
What'd you call her?
Uh-huh.
What'd you call her?
Grandmother.
Okay. What is your... Do you have any grandchildren?
Ma'am?
Do you have any grandchildren?
No, I ain't got none.
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Cradle?
Or on wheels.
A carriage.
Okay. And you'd put the baby in the carriage and then you'd go out and...
push him.
Or something else you might say. You'd go out and what the baby? Did you say wheel the baby or roll the baby or ride the baby?
Roll a buggy.
Huh?
Roll a buggy.
Is a buggy the same thing as a carriage?
Yeah.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
you put it back.
Okay. And if you have two children, you might say you have a boy and a...
girl.
Okay. And if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she was...
she's looking to, for a baby?
Yeah, she's going to have a baby, you'd say she's... what?
Really? She's going to have a baby.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Looking for a baby.
Uh-huh. How do people say that now?
Well, they got different names for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear she's pregnant or she's big?
Some people, when they get pregnant, they say they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say they're big.
Who would say they're big?
I've heard people say that.
Does that sound very nice to you?
No.
Does pregnant sound nice?
Well, when anybody gets married, if they get caught up with a child, they're pregnant.
Uh-huh. Say, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be called a...
a midwife.
Okay. Any other name for that? What do people used to call it? Did they used to say midwife?
Yeah, that's what they've always been called.
Okay.
Midwife.
And if a boy has the same color hair and the same color eyes that his father has, you say he...
he's like his father.
Okay. Anything else?
Huh?
Any other way of saying that?
His favorite is his father.
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and the same behavior that his father has? Would you say he favors his father then, or takes after his father, or what?
Well, he took after his father.
Okay. And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a...
whooping.
Okay. Anything else? And a child that's born to a woman that's not married,